In this episode of the Fresh Approach podcast, we're talking about you doing you, about you trusting yourself. Sure, it's great to get ideas and tips from friends, but if you try to duplicate exactly how somebody else is doing it, expecting their results, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. And we don't need any more of that. So let's work on setting you up for your personalized success. You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. Hey, Fresh Approach friends. Before we get started, I want to check and see if you've seen the post-podcast videos where we dig a little deeper. You can watch these three videos in the Fresh Approach Facebook group. There is a direct link to watch in episode notes if you're already a member. Now, these are the videos that I did the last episode about Cindy. And if you're not a member of the group yet, there is a link for you to join also in episode notes. And I'm very happy to tell you that in just a couple weeks, I have some new opportunities for you to work with me one-on-one. Some customizable options, which is new. Yes, you gave me feedback and I listened and I took action. And I'll have more to share with you about these opportunities very soon. All right. Today, we're talking about you being the expert on you. About you getting comfortable doing you. And I know that may seem or may feel like a stretch for you for a few reasons. One, it can be hard to trust yourself after spending so many years struggling, not feeling like you could be trusted to get your life right, asking, how the heck did I end up here? Whether that means years living with obesity or too much time spent in a relationship that you knew wasn't working. And not just romantic relationships, but friendships too. Or maybe a decade in a job that was wearing you out and going nowhere. Another reason it can be difficult to believe that you know how to make the best decisions for yourself when it looks like everybody around you obviously does, because they always seem to have it all together and you don't feel like you do. Like whatever they do, everything just seems to turn out right. They must know how to make good choices for themselves. They know how to make the right moves. It can make you feel like, what's wrong with me that I keep making the wrong decisions, that I can't get it right? And three, when you feel like you still don't have it all down, that you should have learned by now, but you still don't have it all together. Whether that be if you're dealing with weight issues you thought should have been resolved, but they're back or were never fully resolved the way you'd hope they'd be, or whether there's something in your life you feel like you should have figured out by now at your age or after all these years, after everything you've been through, but it's still something you're dealing with. Yeah, it can be hard to believe how you could possibly be the expert on you, but I promise you, you really are. Stay with me now. I believe you check in with this podcast that you're here with me because you have hopes for yourself, for your life. You have a goal. You have a dream. You have something you want to change or improve. So you have hope. Bottom line, there's something more you want in your life or for your life. And there's something in you that wants to know more so you can get there. And there's something in you that believes you can get there, that you do have what it takes. Otherwise, you wouldn't be checking in with me. You would have already given up. You would have already convinced yourself, there's nothing left to try. It's just meant to be this way. Or I deserve this because of all the bad choices I've made. But deep down, that's not what you believe. And I'm so, so glad. Because that belief, that knowing, that's your first piece of evidence that you are the expert on you. So the reason we're talking about this today comes from, well, what most podcast episodes come from, what I'm hearing from clients in Facebook groups, what friends are hearing at in-person support groups. So it's time to talk about it here. When many of us are feeling like it's time for a change, time for an improvement, we start getting advice. We poll people. You know you want to make a change. You want to feel better about a certain aspect of your life, better than you do now, about, say, weight loss, a relationship, your career. So naturally, you wonder what others have done in your situation. So you start asking around. Maybe your coworkers, your friends, you do a little research online, you ask in Facebook groups, you start collecting what you may be calling data. But for the most part, I call it opinion, personal experience, different points of view. Because when somebody says, "Help, I've gained 15 pounds and I don't know what to do to get it off. Please tell me how you've done it." You're going to get answers that include things like keto, intermittent fasting, a personal trainer, pouch reset, measure and weigh all your food, phase diet, 2-week pre-op liquid diet, join a gym, use my fitness pal, stop eating anything with sugar, a Fitbit, stop eating carbs, just drink more coffee. Yep, I saw that one. And the thing is, these people are telling you what's worked for them when they gained weight or what they heard worked for somebody else close to them. The thing is, what worked for Kim or Diane or Marilyn or Joe, what worked for them and their specific situation at a specific time in their life under certain conditions, that's what worked for them then. Because having a personal trainer maybe wasn't feasible for Kim last year, but this year she can afford it. And a few months ago, Diane was totally intimidated by using a Fitbit, setting it up. It was too technical for her until a coworker showed her how to use it. So now she swears by it. Marilyn thought eyeballing her portion sizes was working just fine until she went out to lunch with a friend who'd been maintaining her weight pretty well for a couple years, and she noticed that her friend's plate wasn't as filled up. And Joe hated the thought of joining a gym until his teenage daughter invited him to go with her at night so she'd feel safe. So had these circumstances and these exact conditions not occurred the way they did when they did, Kim, Diane, Marilyn, and Joe may have had very different recommendations for how to take off 15 pounds. But what they did is create a personalized plan that worked for them in that moment of their lives. Ask them last year, and they may have said something completely different. They may have had completely different advice. When you're getting that feeling that you want to make a change, that you want something in your life to be better, to feel better, when you're tired of that situation that's dragging you down, it's okay to ask for advice and gather information and pull your friends. But remember, what they're sharing with you is the evidence from their lives, in their circumstances, in their specific conditions. And it's highly likely that you won't know what those conditions or their circumstances or those exact situations are and why that technique or method ended up working for them. Heck, they may not even be clear on the events or conditions that led to them making that choice to choose that method or technique for their weight loss or why that particular strategy worked for them at that particular time. It's not until I bring it to your attention of what worked for you 2 years ago may not work for you now. So what worked for them a year ago may not have worked so well for them now, but it's working for them now. That's why I talk about always having a personalized plan. So I invite you to begin thinking of the people you're asking, your coworkers, relatives, and friends, as the experts on their lives, but not on yours. So that doesn't mean that you can't look at something that they did and not take information, but you've got to make it your own. So they're not the expert on your life. That's your job. So when you hear, "Well, I'm telling you right now, your boss sounds like a real jerk. You should do what I did. You should march right into her office and tell her that. I want you to think to yourself, opinion. Or when you hear, I bet you stretched your pouch. That's what happens when you're 4 years out from weight loss surgery. That's what happened to Carol. That's why you can eat so much and you're gaining weight again. You stretched your pouch. You know what you should do to shrink it, right? I want you to think to yourself, point of view. Now, that's not to say that maybe it isn't time to have a conversation with your boss, but maybe marching into her office and demanding something isn't quite your style. It doesn't feel good to you. But you do have something to say to her. So begin getting clear on what's going on at work, what could be better, what outcome you want, and set a date to meet with your boss and have a discussion. And maybe you are eating more than you used to. So you'll make an appointment with your doctor, make sure everything's in order there. And if it is, you'll take the time, you'll make the effort to decide what's going on with your current nutrition plan, what could be improved, steps you can take to improve it, maybe meals that you and your family have enjoyed in the past, healthy meals, you can bring those back into your weekly menu, maybe getting family members to help you meal prep. Whatever it is, you'll get clear and create a nutrition plan that works for you. A personalized plan, customized by you. When I'm first working with a new client, it's very normal to hear how much they doubt. They doubt that they have what it takes to make the changes they really want for their lives. But it's so hard. I'm just not good at it. I just can't make changes work for very long. I've never been successful at maintaining a healthy weight or having a fulfilling relationship or having a career I really love. But then I start asking questions about other areas of their lives that have nothing to do with the particular problem they've come to me with. If they've come to me about their weight, I ask them about their kids or their job. If we'll be working on them having more confidence at work, I ask them about the volunteer work they've been doing at their church. If they're feeling stuck and confused about what to do with their lives next because they're feeling blah or unfulfilled, I ask them about a time in their life when they felt great satisfaction, enormous fulfillment. And do you know what happens? They prove themselves wrong. It very often turns out that those who feel like they're just not good at maintaining a healthy weight or making confident moves at work or doing something about their blah lives, about their current situations, it turns out they have maintained healthy relationships with their adult kids or their parents or their siblings or coworkers from 20 years ago. It turns out they were the ones who started the youth program at their church, organized it, got volunteers, and promoted it throughout the church community and made it really successful. It turns out they were running a side business when their kids were in grade school, when they were little, after coming home from work every day, making dinner, giving baths, putting kids to bed. They were the ones transcribing medical reports so they could earn extra money for summer vacations and holidays. So it turns out they have what it takes to make the moves. They have confidence and the skills to create big and lasting change. They know how to get clear on what they want and take steps to make that goal reality. They have expertise that they've forgotten about, that they disregarded, or that they think doesn't cross over into the area that they're trying to work on now, trying to improve, make better now, but it does. What they prove to me, what they're able to reinforce in themselves, and you should hear it when I point it out, because when they're telling me about these other successes, I mean, picture, first they're telling me the problem that they're bringing to our session and what they want to work on. And then when we switch over into an opposite area, when they're telling me about successes in other areas of their lives, their voices change. Their energy shifts. And you can hear, well, I feel like I can hear the look on their face changing because they're relieved to be talking about a time in their lives when they felt good about themselves. They felt confident in what they were doing and the choices they were making and the direction their lives were going. I point out, you see, you are the expert on you. You have the evidence that you can take action with great confidence, that you can absolutely have a goal, have a dream for yourself, your family, your career, your community, your loved ones, for your life, and that you will find a way to make that dream a reality. And that you have the skills to maintain a healthy relationship for the long term. This comes up a lot when I'm working with people who don't feel like they have a healthy relationship with their bodies or their weight. We look at other healthy relationships that they have so they know that it is possible they have achieved that. Oprah says one of her favorite phrases to hear from people is, "I never thought of it that way." And let me tell you, I love hearing that phrase too, because you can hear it when they get it. Something loosens. They can breathe. They can trust. And let me tell you, there have been some tears. Because when you think you don't have what it takes to have the life you want, and then you realize it's clear you do, that you truly are the expert on you, that you do have what it takes to make good decisions for your life, and that you do have what it takes to achieve your goals, well, that's just amazing, isn't it? That's called hope. And that's what I want for you. I want you to challenge yourself with whatever it is right now where you feel stuck, where you feel blah, where you're wishing something in your life was different. And you've been telling yourself, it's too hard. I'm not good at that. It'll never work out. I want you to look for the evidence in your life because it's there. Look at areas of your life opposite of what's frustrating you right now. Look for examples in your past, examples of confidence, of great satisfaction in what you were doing at that time in your life. Look for examples of momentum, excitement, examples of joy, and really think about those experiences and feel the feelings. Remember the details. Recall the conversations, how you were feeling, what you were thinking. Really feel the emotions and the physical sensations. Let these remind you of achievements, seasons of great fulfillment in your life, times in your life when you were feeling pretty darn good about yourself in your life. Collect that evidence. Stockpile that evidence to disprove your beliefs that it's just too hard, that you're just not good at it, that you just can't make change work for very long, that you're just not successful. I want you to write that evidence down on paper. Now, don't disregard what I'm saying when I say write it down. This works. Write it down. And bonus points, if you record yourself on your voice memo app on your phone, and if you don't have that app, I know I have some clients who just hit video and they don't video themselves. Although, hey, more bonus points if you record yourself, you turn the camera around on yourself. But even if you just put it down so it's facing the ceiling and it's just your voice, and then recount those experiences, because this evidence proves without a shadow of a doubt that you are the expert on your own life. And to read the account of it all, to hear your voice explain it and talk about those feelings, you're going to hear that in your own voice. I promise you. You're going to hear that. You're going to hear the words, the excitement, the confidence, the momentum, and you're going to use that for the situation that you're working on now. Your expertise on this subject, your life, it runs deep and it runs strong, my friend. And because of this expertise, you are completely capable of making lasting change and living your best life, your healthiest, happiest life. So I want you to create your personalized plan for success on whatever area of your life it is that you want to work on right now, based on your life, based on your skills, your schedule, your likes and dislikes. I want you to do you. So we're going to be talking more about this over the next week in the Fresh Approach Facebook group. So look out for videos there. And again, in episode notes, there's a link to join if you're not a member yet. Just 3 quick questions to answer before you can be added. If you want to send me a message, you can always email me, mary@maryeclark.com. And if you're enjoying this podcast, would you share it with a friend? I'd appreciate it. Until next time, love, light, and grace to you.